Welcome to Black Guy with Jesse Vasquez. This show is very simple. It's about my thoughts, opinions, and ideas on things. And today's episode is about educating yourself and very simple fights. Importance of educating yourself. I don't even know where to start. It's probably one of the best things you can do. Not just learn how to read a book, not just how to look at something and piece by piece break it apart and understand what you're looking at, but it's probably one of the strongest tools you can use to not just succeed, not just improve, but just being happy. Because again, you might not understand something, but you know how to educate yourself on how to. Again, you could look at it and let's say you have a real complicated problem. All right, learn how to, with education, you can make it, you can really learn how to break it apart, make it very simple. And I'm not just talking about going to college and stuff like that, all right? Unless you could be a doctor or something that you need a degree in, use the internet. Educate yourself how to use it. You have all the information in the world ever right there, right in your hands, right in your pocket. All right, in your computer, your laptop, damn, your phone. You know how much stuff you can learn on it? Yeah, just set out doing that. Just pick something up and figure out to break it down. Break it down, all right? And don't just try. Think of there's the very techniques. A little above it. It's the strategies you use. Like you're thinking as a circle, right? You want to learn from outside of it and all the way down inwards. Oh yes, yeah, so you can have all the techniques. You can learn how all the whatever. Like what's the, oh, if I'm flipping a burger, I should flip it like this. After that, oh, you should be flipping burgers this type of way, whatever, right? Understand, go all the way out to the fundamentals. That's going to teach you everything that else in the middle. Understand, learn all these things. And trust me, a lot more things are going to start coming out better. And just try to seek that out. And you can find their truth out better. All right. Understand, not everything is set in stone. What some people try to say. And think, oh, you can never change your opinion and your thoughts on things. No, again, that's why you educate yourself. That's the whole point. My thought on one thing might change within a day, a week, month, years. Things change. You get more information. You learn. You see it. You try it over. You try it again. A little different. Over and over and over that task. You keep on adjusting and improving. And when you do that, you educate yourself. You learn. Learn how to go out there and really just sit down, take in a situation, and learn from it. All right? You don't always have to learn from your mistakes. Learn from others, all right? Go out there. There's so much information you can find about other people, how they succeeded, how they failed, and use that. Don't use that as a crutch. Like, oh, they use this and this. Well, all right, that guy did this. What can I do to adjust and do that? And has someone else did that? You might find someone has. All right? That's not exactly fits for me. How can I adjust it? What's the fundamentals behind what that person's saying? A lot of people say a lot of stuff. But you understand what's the very detailed stuff in them. It's what you want to look out for. Understand these little things. Just learn how to educate yourself. I won't keep saying educate yourself. Very, very, very simple. You want to learn something? You want to pick up a new skill? Educate it, all right? Be on top of it. Use your phone. Don't be afraid to pull up YouTube, Google, right? You don't have to go to a college, all right? Unless you're doing something like being a doctor. All right, I know you need to go to college for that. While you have a very simple sink problem, YouTube it up, right? Accident broke a window, YouTube that shit up. I have, you know, it's not hard. But some people want to make it hard. You want to put yourself like, oh, it doesn't like me, or I just can't use it. Well, learn what's the right wording. Learn how to do that. Again, you have a problem searching things up. YouTube it. How can I search things up? They'll show you. They'll be happy to. It's going to be guides and things over and over how to break things down, fix them. There's something for everything, man. Trust me. Or girl, trust me. There's everything. All the information is out there. Just learn how to educate yourself and learn how to take all that information and apply it. Use it. Be truly amazed. Again, you'll learn how to do a skill very quickly. And you'll learn, and again, you don't have to be a master of it. Just learn it. Understand it. So let's say you're doing something and you, let's say you want to start something up. Learn all the basis of everything. So when you bring someone in, you know they're telling the truth. They know their shit. That's the best way of doing it. Again, if you bring someone else in, they do something you don't know how to do, watch them. Ask them, can you watch? And learn how to break it down. Taking all the information in. And learn how to piece by piece break it down and digest it for yourself. So like, you know, not everybody can hold your hand and you'll get to read all of it or see all of it. But again, learn what you got the moment you got it, like you're never going to ever see it again. And how to break it apart. It's a great thing to do. And finally, again, just learn how to keep on doing it. Don't be scared of failing. That's part of learning. All right, you mess up, try it again. You messed up, you try it again. Learn from that. Educate yourself why you're messing up on whatever it is. All right, why can't I fold my shirt right? Figure it out. Why my sentence isn't coming out right? Learn on it. Educate yourself on it. Don't try to force yourself or say like, "Up, oh, I throw my hands up. I can't do it. It's just not for me." Well, really understand. Is it not for you because of actual reasons? You know, I'm like 5'8". Yeah, there's a possibility I go to the NBA, but what are the goals I need to reach? What kind of things I need to reach at before I can even get there? So it's not like you can't get there. If one person got there, everybody can. It's not just, oh, that person's so talented. This guy is so knows this. Why you picked up so fast while he was doing all this beforehand? Well, yeah, those are keys to help you figure it out. So what can I do to stop that? Understand that. Learn that. Go, you know, go to the biggest person there. Ask, how do you get so big? Some will be glad. You're like, oh, all right, you know, this is my daily routine. I eat this. Oh, cool. You know, everybody can get there. There's certain things they just biologically you can't get, you know. I can't just wake up next day and be 7 foot. But, you know, really just understanding those things, the fundamental stuff, the detail stuff, and learn how to fit where I fit best at. You can do that. Learn how to get there because you fit these qualifications. You can do that. Why can't you learn them? Why can't you go and see somebody? Again, in the end, just learn how to educate yourself. Learn how to learn. Sounds very dumb. But yeah, some people just take the worst point of it and say, oh, I can't do it because I'm not that person. Why? Are they educated? Have you went out and educate yourself? Again, like, unless you have some, you know, special problems, again, meet those people that can help you with those special problems. Help you, like, look, I want to learn this, but, like, I just had these certain mental points that it just keeps me from doing it. Well, learn those people to help you go around it. Again, it's, you know, a lot of it is very simple. But sometimes people try to make it more complicated and hard and make it seem like you can't do it because all these things, because I had to do all these things. Well, there's somebody that did even a worse situation than you were and did it. So yeah, learn how to educate yourself. And you'd be amazed how many new things you'll learn, how many new horizons comes up, you know, and you'll really help you find what you want to do. You do that, educate yourself and find all these weird jobs and careers and just stuff you can do to help yourself. Ball fights. Yep, nothing simpler than that. So, fighting. Yes, I do think some people just need to get in a fight here and there and just get their ass kicked. Very simple, very forward. You know, some people get too loud, too opinionated. Yes, then you go pop in their mouth. And just not just because I disagree with them, just because in general. Because, hey, you kick my ass and we disagree, I respect you a little more. And, hey, if I kick your ass, I still don't respect you. I am still going to respect you even more. Just because you are going to put up your fist, be in a bear fight with me. And, hey, I think that's very honorable. And some people might think, oh, no, you should be covered and protected and all this. Yeah, sure. That's a very few people. Like, I'm not saying walk up and get in a fist fight with a handicap in a wheelchair. All right? Have some sense of, you know, have some common sense now. But again, if you want to go protest and then bitch about that, someone punch you in the face because you're saying some stupid shit, that's your fault of saying some stupid shit. And if just because you disagree, that's why we shouldn't be fighting. Well, again, if you're going to say shit that is very controversial, be ready to throw some hands, all right? Don't be some idiot kid that wants to shoot somebody either, though. That's a whole 180. And you think just because you start punching me, if I'm getting punched, all right, I'm not going to pull up a strap. But if you and your friends do, then yes, now it's different. I'm talking about a gentleman fight. You want to go mano, mano, just me and you, throw some hands. And hey, I can do that. But you want to bring in all your friends, get ready for some heat, man. I'm telling you that now. But yes, just because, you know, you have a different opinion, yes, we can talk and be civil. But at the same time, you try to talk and be civil with the person mugging you, I want to see what's the success rate of that. I wonder how many times that goes well when someone's trying to mug you and you're like, hey, let's talk with words. No, you need them all fight. And yeah, getting popped in the face a few times, that will happen. You know, that's a good way to learn. You know, you get punched in the face a few times, you realize, oh, I should keep my hand up. Oh, God. Oh, man, my ribs got ringed out. I should kind of move my arms a bit. Move around. Get some defensives going. Very simple. Oh, shit. I got thrown a few times. I should learn how to not get thrown. It's very, very, very simple stuff. But some people don't understand that. Some people think there's no place for violence. Well, I am sorry. There's always going to be a place for it. And just because you think everything should be sunshine and rainbows doesn't mean we live in that place. Because if shit, I would live there if everything was sunshine and rainbows and it's the most perfect world. But we ain't there. I'm sorry to tell you that, sunshine. And little buddy, and little gal. So, yes. Want to start off somewhere? Try. All right. Try hit your local gym. All right. Go to find a local jiu-jitsu place and, you know, start wrestling with those guys, all right? You might get choked out. You might get your arm twisted. But you're going to learn just to step away every time. And, you know, don't be those people that, like, I just do one thing. Well, that one thing doesn't solve everything. All right? I love BJJ. I do it. I still compete in it. I still train in it. But I know that's not the only thing. So I train other things. Same way the other way. I'm not going to get in a kickboxing match with a guy and four of his friends that have weapons and shit. Alright? Understand the battle and know when to run. There's no shame in running. But just know if it's going to be you and one guy and they want to, he wants to have a tussle with you. You know, yeah. But don't be piecing them up. Alright? Don't be like thinking you're Rocky Balboa or some some like Karate Kid shit, and then you can piece him up, throw some leg kicks, throw some head kicks and stuff like it's the UFC. No, you can't do that. I'm sorry, because by the time you try to throw some head kicks and all this different stuff, one of his friends is probably going to tackle you or do something, and it's not the best idea thing to do. Even if it's like a one-on-one, like, right, you over here throwing a bunch of leg kick, head kicks, So, you know, you try to ring up his body, try to stand up, piece him up here and there. And, you know, some might get mad and, you know, try to sue you. All right, they're going to see you just piece this guy up. What the fuck? What are you doing, man? It's good to know. All right, you got those swinging at you, you know how to bob, weave, throw a good counter to close the distance. That's why you should know it. To understand closing distance, not to stop and evade and counter strikes. Very, very, very good thing to know. Just like you want to know the ground game, because last time I checked, rolling in asphalt isn't fun. You know, you don't believe me? Go in your driveway. Go, if you go find an empty road, or again, just go around outside where there's cement and try to roll around. It isn't the funnest thing. Just know, yeah, it's not the funniest thing, so I don't want to get dropped on it. Can you throw someone there? Hey, fair game. But at the same time, you have to know how to drop them, because you drop them right in their head, yeah, you'll probably take the man out. And now you get charges. Thumb on shoulder. You know, you might get busted up arm. You might feel old winded. He ain't fighting you. He got punched by the hardest punch in the world. You know, the ground. So, you have to understand these things. Learn how to flow. And learn how to go out there. And sometimes you just gotta learn how to get punched. You know, it's not fun. But if you're scared of getting hurt, you're most likely to get taken out. Understand these things. Take them in. Breathe out. And completely accept the situation. And now you're in a better position to deal with it. So, while you're going to think next time I hit the gym and just throw your crazy hands, think out different ways you can have a situation to deal with it. And, you know, just find a way just to love it, or if you hate both of it, and I don't want to get in fights. Well, dude, you might go through most of your life without ever getting in a fight. Well, sometimes you might be scared the whole time. Learn how to take it in. You're in there doing that. It should be the best way to do it. Best way just to handle it. You know? I don't like getting punched in the face. I don't know anybody that likes to get punched in the face. I love the competition. I love the heat. I love the whole moment. Not everybody does. I understand that. But understand, just because you don't like it doesn't mean you don't need it. I'm not the biggest fan of certain type of vegetables. By now, I need to have them. I'm not a big fan of, you know, doing certain things. But, you know I need to do it. You know, you want to learn how to appreciate it and love it? Go ahead. Learn, realize what you're doing, and have a smile about it. That you might bring this out one day and actually make a situation better. You know, learn how to make sure, you know, learn how to not just bring out any moment, throw hands with somebody, and make a situation even worse. But know, like, all right, I can actually do something here. Or, you know, crazy drunk uncle wants to throw hands with people and you can just put them to sleep real quick. Or learn how to do some joint locks. Walk them out. I'm like, hey, crazy uncle, I'm sorry, man. That's like a walk outside. That happens. I understand. You know? That's why you should understand and kind of go out there and learn how to fight. You know, take a punch in the face. It's not fun. But I'd rather be knocked out, choked out, and fucked up in the gym, in the dojo, somewhere safe, than in the street. I'd rather understand why I'm throwing this, why am I doing this type of chokes? How can I improve it? How can I evolve it to fit my needs better? Or fit my biology better? Right? Because I can't throw certain submissions. I'm a little too thick in certain areas. You know, that's what it is. But can I adjust it, fix it, and put it in different places? Sure can. Done it before, do it again. Can certain throws throw me? Yes. Now how am I evolved to make sure it doesn't happen? It's time for the questions you want to ask yourself, your teacher, to show you and kind of experimenting. Never be afraid to ask questions. All right, not everybody likes it. I know I don't always like it, but always be ready to ask questions, bring ideas, and just evolve yourself, because that's the only way you're going to get doing it. So, remember, don't be scared to be in a fight. Only be scared if you've never been in it. Only be scared if you know something bad's going to happen, such as you're not going to win. And even if that might be there. Use it. Use that fear. All right? You have that for a reason. You're human. All right? That's going to help you stay alive. All right? Understand it. Don't let it control you. Thank you for listening to Black Eye with Jesse Vasquez. Hope to catch you guys next time. And hey, you guys want to check me out on other things? Go on Instagram, type in BeastVaz, B-E-A-S-T-V-A-Z, no numbers. And thank you.